testimony where somebody was calling one of the brothers who is here. They were talking on the phone. And they said, look, we are in a drought. We don't have rains here in Gokwe. And this brother says, brother, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. And says, we are message believers, so I can do that for you. He says they were talking about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But about 5 o'clock it started raining, and he called back to say it's now raining.
Amen.
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 That's the works of the Lord. Amen. And this morning, Cornelius was giving me a testimony.
It's
alright. He says, after service on Friday, he passed through one of the, Baker's Inn? He wanted to buy stuff from there. And when he got there, he had a whole bunch of coins. And he put them on the table and he ordered what he wanted. They didn't have it, so he left. And he left his coins right there. And one brother from here was behind him, was standing behind him. So after he left, then he was on the desk. So this brother realizes that Cornelius has left his money, so he wanted to pick it and give it to him because they knew one another, right? So the people in the shop says, no, leave it, it's not yours. And then he says, okay, then he left. So this brother phoned Brother Cornelius to say, you left your money in the shop. So he had to find his way back. So when he got there, he said, yeah, this is the owner. So they said, how much is that? He told them how much it was. And they counted for him. That was the exact amount. Then he got his money back.
Amen.
2018, when the power of restoration is going on.
Amen.
Amen. The power of restoration gave us all the boards back.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. It's not a small thing, right? You might think it's small, but I believe it's a big thing. Sister Maud gave me a testimony last week.
Sister Majahanjan.
She didn't. I'd asked her to come over here to speak, but she says, no, you speak. But it's a restoration one. This happened last week. On Friday, while we were in church here, the daughter Sharon was coming to town about 11 o'clock in the morning. So she got a lift into this other vehicle. Not a combi, but another vehicle. I can't remember what it was.
Private car.
So she sat right in the center.
And
there was another lady on the other side. She didn't notice there were some men who were sitting at the back. So they went. When they got about Mbare, this lady says, I'm going down. So this woman got down and she was left alone on the middle seat. And as they kept on going, these guys at the back came up and says, give us some money.
Apa lift paranga rukuenda. Varuma angaru kumashira rubanzi tipe mari.
Of course, she was surprised because she didn't know there were men at the back. She says, I don't have money.
She
says, how about coins?
She
says, I don't have any coins.
She
says, okay, you're going to be in trouble. So the testimony goes, they tied her face with a black cloth. And they drove away. She doesn't even know where they drove to. And they went into this house. And they were now planning on her. They were saying a lot of things, even up to rape. But one of the men says, no, she's too small. So Sister Maud was saying, her other brothers, cousins, were laughing at her, body. But we know she's a big girl, right? But God made her small so that this will take care of this, huh? So these men left her in the room after they agreed that they won't touch her. So when they left, there was another young man that came into the house and got into the room and asked the questions. Do you go to church? She says, yes. Where do you go to church? She mentioned. And this young man says, I'm going to help you out. He pulled away the black cloth. At least was able to see what was in the house, but she didn't know where it was in town. But he says, I'm going to deliver you. So he put back the cloth and drove her away from that house. And he was told the church is here, but maybe he was afraid of coming close here. And he dropped her somewhere up on Enterprise Road. Pulled off the cloth, dropped her from the car, and she had to walk all the way to come here.
Amen.
And when she got here, she called the mother and explained the whole situation. But she's alive. Nothing happened on her. That is the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Restoration. Testimony. 1 week old. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? Oh yeah. Do you know what that means to you? You are the next one. Of another testimony. God cares for us. He also takes care of you. Amen. So from now on, Sharon, you were kept small for this testimony. Where are you, Sharon?
Sharon, umbori kupi.
Where is she?
Sharon.
Is he here? And the waterfalls. Okay. Because even if she stands, while you are sitting.
Sharon Yanga Gasumuka Maga Gara Blaiso. Anunita Kumona.
All right. But we want to tell Sharon.
Tulaguza Sharon.
She was kept small for this testimony.
Aga Chengetesba Armupupi.
From now on.
Babangueno and Abel.
She must grow taller.
Akusore.
By the grace of God.
Ninyata
Zamwar. And in the name of Jesus Christ.
Muzita Raisha Jesu Christ.
Are we able to make declarations?
Tinokwanza kutaura here.
Yes, sir.
Wongu.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Then we know her sizes are going to be different from now on.
Tinozo atanga kuchinja ma size.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Shwakanaka.
We would like to read a scripture.
Twenge igwaro.
Joel chapter 2.
Joel chapter 2.
I'm reading 25 and 26.
Verse 25 to 26.
Of course, you know, we cannot just dismiss and go after all this.
Azviite kuti tingoti tapedza ngatiendai.
Just a little bit will be fine for us.
Vane shomanana zvinotiitira zvakanaka.
I will restore to you.
Ndichadzoreredza kwamuri.
I think Brother Muzoriwa, can you come in? Let my brother sit and
Amen.
Change. Amen.
Amen.
So I remain unchanged. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten. The canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army, which I sent among you. Amen.
Amen.
And you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. I'll read another scripture while you're seated. Genesis 20.
Genesis 20.
Let me read from verse 1. The other time we read verse 7 only. And Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country.
Abraham akafamba kubva ipapo achienda kunyika yenyasi.
And dwelled between Kadesh and Shur.
Akanogara pakati peKadesh neShuri.
And journeyed to Gerar.
Akava mutorwa muGerar.
They walked under the mystery of change.
Vakashanda pasi peshumiro kushanduka.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they were waiting for a promise.
Nekuti vakanga vakamirira vimbiso.
Isaac the son was supposed to come.
Isaac mwanakomana aifanira kuuya.
Amen.
Amen.
So God was conditioning them for them to be able to receive the change.
Mwari vakanga vaisa muchinano nechimiro chekuti vagamuchire shanduko.
Abraham was 100.
Abraham akanga ane makore 100.
And Sarah was 90.
Sarah aine makore 90.
Yet the promise was lingering.
Asivimbiso yakanga yakarembera pamusoro pavo.
God looks at his promise.
Mwari vanotarisa pamimbiso yavo.
He doesn't look at the circumstances.
Avatarisa pamamirire zvinhu.
How many of you believe that?
Vangari vanotenda izvozvo.
He doesn't look at how old you are.
Avatarisa kuti wakwegura sei.
He doesn't look at how much money you have.
Avatarisa kuti une mari yakawanda
sei. He doesn't look at the situation around you.
Kana mamirire zvinhu akakupoteredza.
He looks at the promise.
Mwari vanotarisa pavimbiso.
Because the promise does not get old.
Nekuti vimbiso haichembere.
It's you that is going to change.
Iwe ndiwe unofanira kushandurwa.
So that you must meet the conditions.
Kuti usangane nemamirire zvinhu.
For the promise to be manifested.
Kuti vimbiso ikwanise kuratidzwa.
Do you believe that?
Munotenda here?
Is the doings of the Lord.
Kuita kwaIshe.
Under the mystery of the change. Maybe their neighbors had not seen the change yet. But Abraham and Sarah traveled to
Gerar.
Amen.
Amen.
Under the mystery.
And I
want to believe as they were walking. Abraham was saying, hey, how come you're walking so fast? You're not walking like an old woman. He says, me too, I'm wondering. Is it wind or is it something pushing me? Amen.
Amen.
And Sarah said, you too. You're walking faster than before.
Says,
I'm also wondering what is happening. Amen.
Amen.
And as they were talking, they looked at one another.
Says,
hold on. All the wrinkles are gone. What has happened? And she smiled. And all the gaps were filled up.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Something was happening. This was a wonderful journey.
Amen.
Amen. And Sarah looked at Abraham.
Sarah
looked
at Abraham.
You've been walking with a cock back. But how come you're straight? And your shoulders are back to normal again. Abraham says, I feel it.
Abraham akati,
I can feel it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But they were going on. Something had happened to them already. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, it's not possible for a 100-year-old or a 90-year-old walk 300 miles journey.
Amen.
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 To Gera.
Kwenda ku Gera.
He says it's not possible.
Asikwanisike.
But these ones, they walked.
Asava vakafamba.
Because something happened to
Nukuti
them.
Nokuti pane zvakanga zvaitika kwavari.
Is that right?
This way, Rem.
Brother, I want to tell you something.
Amandoda kudza chimwe chinhu.
While we are talking about this.
Tirikutaura pamusoro pezvizvi.
Because we are looking at the principles of restoration.
Nekuti tirikutarisa pamirairo yekudzoreredzwa.
In order for the promise to come and take place.
Kuti vimbiso iuye itike.
It's you that's going to be surprised. You are going to be surprised when God has done a miracle in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you were not able to see properly. You were so short-sighted. You only see things that's around here, and everywhere else you don't see anything. Then you're going to ask people, who is that one? Which one? That other one. Are you able to see? Yes, that one. Something has happened. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We believe God can do it. He can bring a change. For the first time, you are going to know the names of the different perfumes by their smell. Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes you don't even smell anything. But you know, some people can tell you that
perfume
is called so and so. This one is called 1 million. This one is called enticing. This one. You know the different names of the perfumes, right? But there's somebody who doesn't even smell anything. But one day, because God can restore. Says, oh, is this what is happening? Is this what is called perfume?
Indoors not the perfume raised.
Hey, brother, God can do something. Our God can do it. If Abraham received a change,
Sarah
received a change to prove that our God can condition you. I want to believe that our God can prove His word to you. Listen, he asked a question. How can you have rupturing faith if you don't even believe in divine healing? Is that right? God wants you to believe in change of a body. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's a God of restoration. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, believers believe anything that comes from God. Is that right? We believe crutches can drop and you can run. I was asking our sister the other day. I said, are you ready for a run? I want to run with you. Says, yeah, I believe it. I said, those crutches are going to drop one of these days. Yes. Is it possible? When I mentioned that, Sister Mukiza raised her hand already. Because she dropped hands. So if she can drop hands, all other crutches can drop.
Amen.
Have faith in God, man. Because it's only you that can do it. If you raise your faith and your faith touches God, then it is God who does that. It's God who gives the power. We believe it. In the message. We believe it in the message. And Abraham said,
Abraham akati,
of Sarah his wife,
kuna Sarah mzimai wake,
she is my sister.
Akati anzadzi yangu.
And Abimelech king of Gerar,
Abimelech mambo wa Gerar,
sent and took Sarah.
Akatumira kuti atore Sarah.
Amen.
Amen.
But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night.
Asimwa rivako yakuna Abimelech mukurota usiku.
And said to him,
akati kwaari,
behold,
tarira,
thou art but a dead man. For this woman, which thou hast taken,
wawatora,
for she is a man's wife.
Nekuti mudzimai wemuridzi.
Amen.
Amen.
But verse 4.
Verse 4.
And but Abimelech had not come near her.
Hanzi zvino Abimelech akanga asina kuswedera pedyo
naye. And he said, Lord,
akatishe,
will thou slay also in a righteous nation?
Hanzi muchauraya here munhu akarurama.
Said he not unto me. She is my sister. And she, even she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. Amen.
Amen.
And God said unto him in a dream, yeah, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Amen.
Amen.
But therefore, restore the man his
wife.
For he is a prophet.
Nekuti muprofita.
And he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Brother, I want you to notice this. Certain things that are done by fear, like this one, Abraham coined up this situation, because he knew, if I go into Gerar with my beautiful wife, old but now young, I'm going to be killed so that they can take my wife.
He planned
it. Amen.
Amen.
He trespassed. He did it knowing very well that we have got to coin up something. They were brother and sister, yes. Even in the flesh. Distant though, but she was the sister. He was a brother. But says, let's take this other one. And let's forget about husband and wife. Because the moment you say, he is my brother, they're going to kill me. Amen.
Amen.
So that he might marry you. And Abimelech heard this. That she is the she's not the wife to Abraham. He says, okay. He sent people to say, go and take her. I want to marry that one. You see the story now. Amen.
Amen.
This is a proof that Sarah was young already. Because there is no body in the world who will say, I want to marry that old woman of
90.
And Abimelech was a young king. So it was not possible. It's not possible. But this is the proof that she was young again. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know, we have been taught in a message to read between the lines. Is that true? There is no scripture in the Bible that says Sarah became young.
Rinotara kuti Sara akamba ava mudiki.
And Abraham became young again.
Abraham ndokuvamba ava jaya.
There's no scripture like that.
Hakuna paunozviwana zvakanyorwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
But if you read between the lines.
Asi ukaverenga pakati pemitsara.
The way we are reading.
Maverengera atiri kuita aya.
Do you see? Sarah was young.
Munoona kuti here Sara anga mudiki?
Yes. This scripture shows us Sarah was young. So the change of the body is in between the lines. If you can see this, then you can read.
Amen.
This is for people who can read properly. Those who only read black and white. It doesn't matter how fluent. If you don't see this, you're not a reader. Amen.
Amen.
But God is so good. We love Him with all that's within our
hearts.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
So, God visited this young king. He says, you are a dead man already. He was even arguing with God. I've done this in the integrity of my heart.
Because
it's him, Abraham, that said, that's my sister. Even Sarah herself, she says, he is my brother. Lord, why would you kill me if I'm following what they've told me? He says, yes, I understand that. But that man is my prophet. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't give back that wife, if you don't restore the wife, you are dead. Amen.
Amen.
And we see the restoration on verse 14. And Abimelech took sheep, oxen, men servants,
nevaranda,
women
varume,
servants,
kazi, rume,
and gave them to Abraham,
Abraham
and restored him Sarah his wife. He went out of Gerar richer. More sheep, more cattle. More servants walking out of
Gerar,
going back home. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know one of the maid servants who was among this group that was given to Abraham became the mother of
Ishmael.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes when we backslide, if we don't pray for full restoration, you come back with a few issues around you. When you come back, brother, you must make sure it's a full restoration. Because God can do that. So Hagar followed also. Abraham did not know what was going to happen later. But it happened. Is that right? So when you repent, make sure it's a full repentance. Amen.
Amen.
Clean up everything. All the paint of your face, of your lips, of your nails and everything, flush it out so that we see full repentance. Is that right? Even your language, clean it up. Is that right? So that you won't be speaking the other language of the
Gigashites.
Speak clean language. When you come back, make sure you're doing right. Even your mind also must be pointing in the right direction. May God have mercy. I want to read a quote. A second-handed robe. On paragraph 82. Listen. There is no man that's a healer. Christ is the healer. See, and it's only our faith in the finished work of Christ at
Calvary
is our personal faith, salvation, and healing, and every redemptive blessing was included, and every blessing in the redemption was everything that was caused in the fall. Everything we lost in the fall was restored to us at Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
The fall of the human race brought in a lot of things. Amen.
Amen.
This is where we got sick, because sin and sickness are cousins.
Amen.
Amen. Sickness was not there before Adam fell. Amen.
Amen.
And then this fallen man needed redemption to come back to the original state
as is.
So when we are restored back, it means everything that we had before the fall is given back to you again. That is restoration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us that we realize that our God restores.
Amen.
He can do that. He says, what is sickness? Attribute of sin. So you can't deal with sin without dealing with sickness. Because sickness came after sin, which was an attribute of sin. Exactly right. Now, don't say that God makes people sick, because you cross up your question there. Like the Lutheran did. You can do that. God gives nobody sickness. Amen.
Amen.
Is that what the prophet is saying? We believe that. But sometimes, you know, when we're talking casually, people will tell you, oh, I'm sick, so. This is God's sickness. Have you ever heard people saying that?
Ah, this is from God. It came from underneath.
All right, underworld, right. Okay, at least you can understand that. But God gives nobody sickness. It's the devil who gives you sickness. God is the one that heals you after the devil gives you sickness. Do we believe that? Amen.
Amen.
So the devil pushes you out, but God restores you. Our God is the restorer. But I want you to know, you must desire that. Then God is going to give you.
Yes, sir?
Because He restores. Praise God. I was thinking the other day, when we were singing, I will restore, say the Lord. We lost a sister here who used to sing that song very, very well. She's not here. She's lost and gone. But I think we need her back, right? We wanted to come back and sing this song again after God restores her. Amen.
Amen.
Restoring does not mean you come with all that's around you, with all your sin and everything. No. Restore means you remove all those things and come back normal. We want to believe that God will talk to her. That she's going to realize she's not supposed to be there. That's not her place. Her place is here. To sing, I will restore. Say the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We have lost others. Men and women. They might not have been singing, I will restore. But they were on the post of duty. We want them back. God is able to bring our brothers back so that we can be in the rapture together. Is it possible? Yes. That's the God we're talking about. He's a restorer of your health. We want you to run like before. You don't have to limp again. Because when God restores, He will restore all. We want you to eat all you want to eat. The devil has limited your diet. But I will restore. Say the Lord.
Those not our Jehovah.
You see certain food. I used to like this food. And your saliva is coming up. I used to like this one. But I can't eat. The doctor told me not to eat this one. Or if I eat this one, I will have a problem. Ah, brother.
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
died on the cross so that you can eat all you want to eat. Amen.
Amen.
I heard somebody talking about not putting sugar in the tea.
Why did I bend my lips?
Amen. Tea is not sugar.
Drinking tea without sugar.
Mind that.
Why burning my lips? Burning my lips for nothing. Amen. You must burn your lips for a reasonable cause.
Sugar.
Don't burn your lips for nothing.
Amen. Hey, brother.
Amen.
Our God can restore. I believe that. I know you believe the same. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Our God can do it. Possessing all things.
Paragraph 54.
Amen. Oh, amen. Tonight, we may not be rich in this world's goods, but we possess all things. The church itself possesses all things, yet poor, yet rich, and possesses all things. He says, I like that. Amen.
Amen.
We care. We are. The old song we used to sing years ago. My father is rich with houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hand. Don't you love this? Are you not tired of renting? Loja. Are you not tired of lodging? My father is rich with the houses and
land.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you not tired of just planting one row of maize at the backyard? You want to have a whole big one, but you've got enough just to put one line of maize. But my father is rich in houses and land.
Yes, sir.
You can plant until you are tired. He owns all things. Is that true? He holdeth the wealth of this world in his hands. Rubies and
Marubis,
diamonds,
amen,
and silver,
Silveira,
and gold.
Nindarama.
His coffers are full.
Anzi matura avo azere.
Hey, brother, kurugirana tumangola tripa tripa chazwa.
You fight for the diamonds, few diamonds in chazwa.
Kurugira na itoto.
Fighting for just those few things.
Mapepa kuzara nungu taranya zema 15 billion.
Papers, oh, I was talking about the 15 billion lost.
Kuna kutorugira 15, brother.
People almost fighting for the 15 billion.
But all the rubies.
Asima rubies.
All the diamonds.
Nema diamonds esem.
All the silver.
Silvera yosem.
All the gold.
Nendarama yosem.
Belongs to us.
Ndeye ndo.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All that your father has belongs to you. Joseph
na baba ndezvako.
Amen.
Amen.
You can only have it when you ask for it.
Unokwanisa kungozvwana kana wazvikumbira.
Ask and it shall be given.
Hanzi kumbira zvichapiwa kwauri.
Amen.
Amen.
You receive not.
Haugamuchire.
Because
nekuda kwekuti.
You ask not.
Haukumbire.
And you ask not.
Haukumbire.
Because
nekuti.
You don't believe.
Hautende.
Hey, don't forget that.
Musakangarwa izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
It will help us.
In
this life, you receive not because you don't ask. Is that right? And you ask not because you don't believe.
Amen.
But if you are believers, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
2018 must be a year where you believe that God supplies. Where you can stop counting.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when you're writing an 8 in the air, you write like this. It's like 2 zeros, one on top of the other. Is that correct? But push the 8 down. Then you've got 2 zeros like this. What does that mean? Infinity. So the sky is no longer a limit. People say the sky is the limit. But when you push the air down, the sky is no longer your limit. Don't you love that? It all depends on what you're going to do with the 8. If you leave it standing upright, you're only going to count to 8. But however, in God's numerals, when you go to 8, you are back on number 1 again. You are beginning to count. If you want to push it down, that's infinity. All things are possible. Hey, brother, sister.
Amen.
I love that. So nothing will limit you. No neighbor will limit you. Nobody is going to threaten you that you can never have this. Because in your father and your grandfather and your grand never had this. So you will never have it. It doesn't run in your family. Forget about it. Amen.
Amen.
Or they'll tell you,
oh, yeah,
BP runs in your family.
These
other one died of BP and this other one. All the aunties and all the uncles. You tell them, infinity. This will not touch me. It touched the other people. It won't touch me. I want to break the cycle. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It won't come to me. I'll put the Holy Ghost as a wall between them that's in the in the tribes and everything. It won't come to me. Do you want to put the wall or the pillar of fire? Yes. The prophet told us, when you receive the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Everything that's of the past in your genealogies won't jump to you. The prophet said that. So the Holy Ghost becomes a fence to make sure everything in the genealogy does not come to you. Do
yes,
you believe
sir.
It? Yes.
Yes, sir.
But if you wait for them to jump, they will jump.
Ukamirira kuti zviuye zvinobva kumadzinza zviya zvinouya.
Are you getting that?
Murikuzvibata here?
But if you believe what the prophet said,
ukatenda zvakataurwa nemuprofita,
nothing will jump.
Hakuna chinoshatuka chichiuya.
Nothing will come.
Hakuna chinouya.
It doesn't matter how good, how bad it is.
Zvakaipa zvakaita sei.
It doesn't matter how many will prophesy against that.
Hazvina basa kuti vangani vachaprofita pamusoro paizvozvo.
It doesn't come.
Hazviuye.
Because you believe the word of the Lord.
Nokutenda shoko raMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God.
Now,
amen.
Amen.
So all the silver, all the gold, his coffers are full. He has riches untold. And we are a possessor of it. Because we are a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen. The child always falls heir. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and we know that. It's all right. Abraham could lay hold.
Abraham
could lay hold on it. Yet poor, his cattle were starving. Lot took the best ground. His water was short. Hot days. And the headsmen had been in trouble. And everything looked gone wrong for Abraham. Yet he owed the whole thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We own everything. May God help us that as we walk on this land, we must know this belongs to me, that belongs to me. Amen.
Amen.
I can claim whatsoever I want, and God will give it to me. Do you believe that? Amen.
Amen.
I want to end up by saying, this restoration of the bright tree, 101. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the only way he can work, amen,
amen,
is when you let him work. If you want God to work in you, it's you that will allow him to work. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, if you give half only of your life, God is going to work half in your life. The portion of your life that you give God, that's the portion he is going to work. But if you give God everything about you, even your heart, your soul, God is going to work 100%. Amen.
Amen.
So the way you give yourself to him, that's exactly how he's going to work. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he says, if you dig a well this deep, that's the amount of water you're going to
get.
So the deeper you dig, the more the water you get. Amen.
Amen.
So the more you surrender yourself to God, that's how much he wants to work with you. Amen.
Amen.
He says, you have got to believe it. There is a law. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, if I ever get to my text, there is a law. So he's moving into his text, right? There is a law given amongst everything. You know, a fish has a law. And that fish can stand up here in the water. And he has a law within him. If you just let go of that law that's in him, he can sink plump to the bottom of the sea. That's the fish. Amen.
Amen.
Won't bother him a bit. Won't break oneself. You try to do it. That law is not in you. Amen.
Amen.
You can do it, but the fish can. He deflects himself with that air such a way that he can. There is nothing in him to burst open. And he is made that way. He knows it. And he can enforce that law to take him plumb to the bottom of the sea and then rise him back again. The fish can do that. Amen.
Amen.
It can stop flickering its fins and just be stationary because it has got weight. It is weight. It has got weight. It will come down like this. Go to the bottom of the ocean. But the law it has, it can swim even against the current. The fish can do that. You cannot do it. Because just a minute or so in the water, you are drowning. So that law is not for you. The fish swims. And the prophet said, before there was water, God, before there was a fin on the back of the fish, God had already put water for the fish to swim in. Is that right? Because it has got a law that it has got to put into effect. Before the tree had root, God had to put the earth already so that the law of the root must be shown as it goes down in the earth. Is that right? So the root of a tree does not grow like this, but it grows down because it must get food from the ground. Is that a law? Yes. You don't get your food from the ground the way the tree does. Therefore, you don't have roots. Is that right? You must hunt around for your food and you use your hands. It's a law. So, all we are doing is to operate within laws. The prophet is establishing the fact that for everything that you see around, there are some laws that's working on the thing. If we know that, then we're going to follow the law so that we'll be able to get our results. If you don't follow the law, it will never work for you. Amen.
Amen.
There was a law in Christ. That law is in man. You can bury him to the deepest grave or the deepest sea or the lowest hell. There is a law. There is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. Every believer will rise up. It doesn't matter where he goes to. It doesn't matter where he's buried. Whether he's eaten by lions. Whether he's taken by the floods. On the day of the resurrection, that law will bring him back. Amen.
Amen.
These are the laws
Do mirairo
that God has.
Inamari.
And a bird has got a law.
Shiri ine murairo.
How its body is material.
Kuti mutumbi wawo une zvinhu zvakavaka sei.
It's egg bound.
Inenge iri panyika.
Sits on the earth here.
Inogara panyika pano.
But it has a law within it that the way it spreads its wings, it can fly plump out of sight. That's against science. They claim it's earthbound. Gravity has to hold it down. But it can defy gravity. Lifts itself right off of it. And go right on out. Because it has to put that law that's in it to work. And is built to possess that law. You can't do it. Because the law to fly is not in you. Is that right? But the bird, the moment it sees something out there, it wants to fly. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, I already feel religious. When he sees, when you see different laws working the way they go to, you must make use of the law, because they will work to your advantage. So as the prophet is listing the different laws, the law of fish, the law of resurrection, the law in the birds, gravity is a law, all these things are law. You feel hungry, you want to eat, it's a law. You feel thirsty, it's a law, you must look for water. Is that right? It's all these things that God has put in us, so that you have got to make use of them. And the prophet is mentioning all these things so that he comes to a place for you to realize that when you lose it, there is another law that will bring it back.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, there's nothing you can do on this earth unless you discover a law. Once you see the law, you've got to use it. When you use that law, it is going to work for you. Is that right? And the reason why the rivers flow in their direction, you
would
have wanted to go straight like this, but the river does not do that. The law, it must go down. There must be some potential difference somehow. If it goes this way, the river follows that direction. Because it's a law. And the prophet wants you to realize, if you lost it, because it happens. Is that right? It happens that you can lose it. You can lose your car. You can lose your house. You can lose your health. You can lose your friends. So it's lost, but it must be found. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When the devil makes you lose it,
Satan,
God applies another law of you getting it back again. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Brother, sister, while we are going through all these laws, amen,
amen,
and while we are looking through all these principles of restoration, don't wait for other people to give testimonies.
Yes, sir.
You believe that God will come into my situation, and I also am going to testify of what God can do. Amen.
Amen.
Did you hear what the prophet said? Ask for big things. Ask for impossible things. Is that right? Yes. We must do that because he is ready to answer your prayer. Last service, when Brother Perry was preaching, he told us of something about the creation of squirrels. God told him, you speak. So the prophet felt, while I'm speaking for the squirrel to come, let me ask for something impossible. Squirrels are not found on sycamore tree. They are found on other trees. He says, but I want the squirrel to be on the sycamore tree, to prove that it is God. And he spoke it. Let one squirrel go there, up on the sycamore tree. And he finished speaking. And there it was. Up on the sycamore tree. But Brother says, I will never tell you what you are supposed to ask
for.
I also am not able to remind you of what you lost. But if you sit back, relax in the presence of God and think about His word, He is going to remind you of what you lost.
He's
going to remind you of what you need. And you, God is going to make you pray for that. Amen.
Yes,
and you bring it to pass. You praying for your wife, who is not a believer. You praying for your husband, who is not a believer. Or the devil took him out. Is that right? God can do that. He can deal with something that is, let me use the word, far-fetched. But God can do it. If only we can set our minds free in the word of God and allow God to work with us, our faith is going to bring back to us what we desire. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God can do anything.